This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties. Now, here's Denise Bauer.
Welcome to our program today. We have Donna Shahan, and she is our office services specialist. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you, Denise.
And we have Rick Schneider, our community education coordinator. Welcome, Rick.
It's good to be here. I'm going to find out what our office specialist does.
Yeah, she's a very busy person assisting me, which is always, that is a challenge in itself right there.
Yeah.
Helping me out.
Yeah, if you need some help, call Donna.
Yeah. But, you know, also just really all the work that she does administratively, and she's got a couple, she's always willing to help where needed, but she's just been with us for, what, a couple months now?
Couple months.
And she does have some things she does every day and works on, but her role will continue to grow with our organization, and we're glad to have her.
And I'm glad to be here.
Did when you told people you're going to work at hospice, did you get any kind of reaction when you told people you might be working at a hospice? Like, how could you do that or anything like that?
No. Everyone that I told that I was that was coming here, they all said, it takes a special person to work in hospice. Bless your heart.
Mm.
Yeah. And I said, thank you.
And that's a good point in any area of hospice, you know, and you're at the administrative end, but you're in the same building.
Well, I did have to explain that I would be working in administrative, that I would not be.
You're not going to operate.
With the patients, unless I happen to run into them somewhere, then I would speak with them, but generally, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's already been involved with the events we've had and helping with that.
Yes, I have. A lot of photography.
Oh, you're like a staff photographer.
She is.
Oh. Unofficial
She's our decorator, too. She got all of our proclamations from our open house nicely framed and displayed. So she's done a lot of things
for us. So you're like our person Friday.
Takes care of all the equipment, all the office equipment.
Yes, I could be like the Jill of all trades.
Yeah.
There you go, Jill of all trades.
Yeah. I was thinking, yeah, or Girl Friday, you know.
Well, and, you know, really, we get a lot of mail, and that's another thing that she's been helping us with, and getting to know people in the company by that, really.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
You look at that.
That's one of the things that don't go away, at least in business. You know, we have the email, we have all these other things, but we still get a lot of mail. We get a lot of thank you cards, we get a lot of correspondence. So
try to figure out where this goes, that goes. And, you know, we have to have very responsible people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and it's interesting here because, yeah, you do see the folks, you do see the family, you do see the people on service.
Right.
And it kind of gives you a feel for what we do.
Exactly.
You know, you can see the emotion sometimes.
Yes.
You know, sometimes people are out in the lobby and they might be a little upset, and you really understand.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. I know that does put a little more oomph into what we do sometimes. It's not just names on a piece of paper. It's actually people.
Right. Face with the name as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think she's actually met with people that have come to the Pickering House wanting to donate.
Yes, today I just met with two sisters that they have a memory brick paver for their father, and they wanted to fill out one for their mother.
Oh, that's nice.
Right before our Rotary today,
mm-hmm.
I just completed the form with them.
Oh, that's great.
And introduced them to Susan Vogelsong, and Susan explained a little bit more.
Great.
And I learned from Susan. You know, some of the process.
It takes a long time to learn the jobs here. There's so much. So we just are a work in progress, aren't we, Rick?
Absolutely. And things evolve. Something little becomes major. And then some of the other things we've done have declined a little bit. So it's always, something's always going on. And we are expanding with a heavier patient load.
Oh, we're busy.
So there's a lot more things going
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing nice is that Donna's here every day, you know, and so many of us are in and out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
But she's that person that's going to be here every day to greet people. If somebody does want to come in and, you know, talk about donating or, you know, some of the projects we're working on, she's that key person to meet with them.
Yeah.
So we're excited to have her here every day to help with that kind of thing. Because, you know, like I said, we've got a lot of meetings here in the Pickering House as well as the Anita M. Turner Center on our campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we may be in and out of the office, but she's in the office a lot more than most of us, I would say.
So yes, I am.
I can say a lot of people are going to be hearing the name Donna more and more.
And that's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
So another thing that she's done, and she's done a great job, is our staff newsletter.
Oh.
So have you enjoyed that?
Actually, yes, I have. I have, I'm starting to work on the July issue now.
Great.
Starting to piece some things together. And this is how I got to know who was the former newsletters, prior newsletters. Kathy Rich trained me to on the newsletter. She mm-hmm. sent me some prior to just see a format, and that was how I learned some faces and names.
Yeah.
Was actually putting together the April newsletter.
Yeah. Well, we have quite a few employees here. I didn't realize that. You know, we're floating over 100 employees.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We've had 130 going on 140 now employees mm-hmm. and 150 volunteers. We've got a good-sized organization. And, you know, as we talk about that, I'm always putting a plug out there. We need nurses and we need aides. And so we need, we're looking for another nurse practitioner. So mm-hmm. anybody that knows people, we've got some great incentives for people to join the program with sign-on bonuses. And we even have some weekend option programs where people could just work a couple days on the weekend and get paid for full-time work. So that's a nice option for nurses
yeah.
to be able to do that. So, and, you know, that it's just, we're like you said, we're growing and we just need more staff.
And we never close, so we do need to focus
that's
on
right.
the weekends and evenings on weekends. We need people at all times.
You're right. We never close.
Nope. It's like we're the opposite end of life, so people are born 24 hours a day. And
mm-hmm.
you ask any... baby doctor are usually born from 4 at night to 8 in the morning, as opposed to the other way around, and the same with the end of life. A lot of times it's mm-hmm. late at night, so we're always, you know, you park. I was in here a couple nights ago. We had an event, and I came in to put things away. It was like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and there's still people coming.
Oh,
and going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't stop.
It's a busy place.
So, yep, and Donna's keeping us all in order, paperwork-wise. And
oh, well, thank you.
She does a great job. We appreciate her.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you.
And I know we've just been busy. We had our Trash to Treasure sale recently, and we raised, $8,750, I think, somewhere
absolutely.
Around there. And so, I mean, what? That is amazing. We're just beating records everywhere. And, you know, the community is so generous and came out and bought some great treasures.
Oh, right? Yeah. And the amazing thing about that is a lot of those transactions were under a dollar. I mean, we had some
I
other
know.
Items, but there's an awful lot of things for a dollar or 50 cents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I hate to say it, I got a really good alarm clock for $2.
There you go. See?
I'm here today because of the Trash to Treasure.
Yay.
I got up on time.
I know. When I was there, just two buildings, you know, when I was there, just tons of stuff, you know. I mean, there was something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something for everyone.
Donna there, kind of our cub reporter, you know, finding out what's going on, getting to meet people, and there are a lot of regulars at the Trash
oh,
and
yeah.
Treasures. It's like it's just a reunion every year, the same people. Hey, how you doing? We get new people. It's, you know, it's expanding, but it's everything we do is a lot of fun.
Of course, you know, we couldn't do it without our volunteers.
Absolutely. 150 of them, you said?
Yeah.
Plus
I
or
mean,
minus.
But there were a lot of them that were involved with the Trash to Treasure sale. I know, mm-hmm. you know, Paul Darfus and them worked the whole week just getting
oh, yeah.
things ready and accepting donations and getting everything labeled. And it was a huge endeavor, I think, of
oh, yeah.
you know, a lot of people, a lot of time, but we appreciate everything that everyone did to help us with that. So,
yeah.
And I don't remember what we made the year before, but we broke a record. I know, I think it was about 7,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. And each
year
before. We do expand mm-hmm. a nice percentage. So.
And Paul said they're getting ready for next year's.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the nice thing about the Trash to Treasure, as it's over, there's 4 or 5 charitable agencies that come in and will accept the things that we didn't sell. And
right.
Goodwill is one of them. And so at the end of the day, in the evening, nothing is left. And at all the things that people donated to us, they went somewhere to help somebody. You can
right.
be assured of that, you know. So
right. yeah.
it's really nice. And I don't know, I think Twilight had started calling other agencies like, you know, Habitat for Humanity or Goodwill to see if they would want some of the things we didn't sell. And they were eager to come get them.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing all the way around.
It is. It works out great.
Oh, yeah.
What other events do we have coming up, Rick?
Well, we got every year, the Cook family, Ernie Cook and his wife, Myra, they have had family on hospice, and they were overwhelmed. Each one had a parent on hospice, and they wanted to thank hospice for what they do. They had no idea. And at that time, their parents, I think, were much too young to be on service, you know.
Yeah.
And, they couldn't believe it, so they put on a poker run, and they had such an outpouring that they repeated it a second year, and I think we're about 8 or 9 years now. And last year, and Ernie was keeping track of the money, and they broke the $10,000 mark, and he kind of wanted to get his name up on the bookshelf a little bit higher, so, mm-hmm. you know, the books in the front lobby are based on
right.
money generated. So Myra and Ernie, God love you, and I think it's on July 8th this year is going to be the poker run. It's up in Canal Winchester. And it's a lot of fun. There's a band there, Hillbilly Deluxe, and those guys are so much fun. They're there in the evening playing for everybody, and it's just a good time. I look forward to seeing them every year.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first year you went. You really didn't know what to expect.
No.
And it was fun, so.
Yeah, it was an interesting time, to say the least, but everybody was, and they were having an auction there. And we'll say somebody won something in an auction for $100, and everybody would start yelling, throw it back. So they put it back up for auction again, and somebody else would bid $120 for it, you know, the same item.
Yeah.
So it was just a fun bunch of people. And I know Myra was telling me the first time she was looking for funds, she would go to, we'll say, a store and said, I'm having a fundraiser for a hospice. And they just say, well, how much do you want? She said, I didn't even tell them yet. And they were already wanting to help, so she said...
Well, we appreciate them. They've given Fair Hope a lot of money, and we appreciate their continued support, and they're just wonderful people, so...
Yep, he told me it's coming up this July. I'm looking real quick here. Somebody talk while I'm looking this up. On July 8th, they're going to be doing it this coming up July 8th.
Great.
It starts at the Town Tavern. It's just a nice... Everybody's food's laid out. It's just a good time.
So I'm sure we'll have information on our website eventually for that. So, you know, www.fairhopehospice.org. And if you want details, you could also call our office at 740-654-7077.
Mm-hmm.
Or
1-800-994-7077.
There you go. So there's all kinds of ways to get a hold of us to find out, right?
Yeah, we're interested in hearing from you. We'd love to talk to you, so give us a call.
Right, and I mean, we just have a busy summer. You know, lots of things going on, and you know, I always say that. Some people say in their business, there's a lull at this time, a lull at this time. Yeah. But with us, there's never a lull. You know, I mean, we're busy with events and educational opportunities. I know we're doing some education here in the month of June and July, and just a lot.
And I don't want to forget Lobo, Lancaster Ohio Bikers Organization, also has a poker run for us in August, so... We appreciate everything you've done.
We'll talk more about that, right.
Yep.
And, you know, people want to give back, and they want to do things for Fair Hope, and we appreciate it.
And we're good stewards with the money.
It all goes in our memorial fund.
Yep.
Help offset care that's not compensated. So that's how we can provide care regardless of ability to pay for people.
Absolutely. So. Do the little things.
Right. Okay, well, we are going to have to take a short break.